Yara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines in the bottom. Elamiyato Yavi Pelotam Pesach HaChaveray. If you're telling me that the pasuk that revealed that you can bring a carbon for Katanim and for a person can bring a carbon for his wife tells me that those korbanos don't need das, so then Pesach should be able to be brought for other people without their das. How do I know why? Maybe because a person can bring carbon on his young children. He can bring a Pesach teller base avos. Every member of the family has to have a chelik. Obviously, those that can eat, right? And they can't bring a carbon. Teretz is you don't need das. You can bring it for your 10-year-old child. You can bring it for your friend also. Allah Amar Blazer, I'm Rav Shpatzel Chaver Li Yosef Klum. Rav Blazer said you can't do that. Amar Rav Zera, Selim Esavas Lav Deraisa. The fact that every kid has to be on the carbon Pesach is not a deraisa, not biblical. Therefore, b'deraisa, the kid doesn't have to bring a carbon Pesach. He doesn't have to be on a carbon Pesach. He can eat it anyway, and therefore, there's no proof of the fact that you can bring a Pesach for your little kid. But you don't have to bring a Pesach for your little kid. You don't bring the Pesach for your little kid. You bring the Pesach for yourself, and your little kid can eat. Zuck.
What's time here?
Anybody under my mitzvah can't bring a carbon. Cotton can't bring a carbon. He's going to be part of the Pesach. That means he's bringing a carbon. He owns part of the Pesach. And if he has to own part of the Pesach, I mean, the Torah is saying you don't need das to bring a carbon Pesach.
The other thing is because they put Ketanim to work at 6 years old.
It has nothing to do with this.
If they had earning power, they could buy into this. Maybe.
Again, that's not the problem.
Ketanim, period.
They can't bring the carbon. I don't care how they own the carbon. They can own the carbon. I can pick up something from my cotton.
And nothing also?
Well, who said a word about nothing here?
Another
Nussin
can't,
well,
they're hiding.
Who? At least she can bring a carbon. Woman has, if she's not married, she has no, but she has, she, why can't she bring carbonus? She's a bastard. It was only a Isha Shaita that he had to bring his yoletas. That's what it said. A regular woman is, can bring a carbon. Dr. Rush. They have no das to be counted on it. Their father putting them on without das is considered putting them on. I should be able to put my friend on without him realizing. Now, the Rush is not stressing the bringing the carbon. The Rush is stressing to be a monoi, to be counted on the carbon, to be a part of the carbon. You need das. You have to know that you own part of the carbon Pesach. And it's not true if you can bring it for your cotton. Now, the Rishonim have a problem. I'm going to mention it. This is a very excited thing. Other Rishonim argue, how can you give your cotton a carbon Pesach? There's an issur that Pesach cannot be eaten by anybody that's not counted on the carbon Pesach. If five of us bring a carbon Pesach together, and there's a sixth guy there, he's not allowed to eat our carbon Pesach. A Pesach is not lecho shloy lemluyov. You have to be counted on the carbon Pesach to eat the carbon Pesach. So the kid is not on the carbon Pesach. The kid's not on the carbon Pesach. You're feeding the Pesach to your kid. You're feeding him to Shloy Lemnuyav. How can you feed a Pesach Shloy Lemnuyav? This is Tyson's discussion, so. You want to know what Tyson says? I don't know all the truths. Tyson says that the mitzvah of Chinuch, to be Mechanach, your cotton, Drabonim, let him eat Shloy Lemnuyav. They broke the rules. It's a big Chinuch in Tyson's. Everybody goes, jumps all over the black. But that's what Taisus Himsachim says, if I remember correctly. Rabbi Schultz will correct me. Yes?
He has pieces that have all gone poor and gone to their problem.
Well, the dog would be Ivan Nissen. No, but you're not allowed to feed it to a dog. You're not allowed to feed your kid an Isser. Your kid wouldn't be doing an Isser. You would be doing the Isser by giving him a portion. That's the Gemara writer. And the Gemara proves, Umimai, how do I know that Tadla Beis Avos is not a Deraisa? What's your proof? It's a Mishnah. I'm a Lubana, Parendi Shaykhil is a Pesach. I'm going to shech the carbon Pesach for whoever comes in first. Meaning, the kids are lazy and not in a rush to go to Yerushalayim. So he wants to give them a little bit of incentive. He says, whoever makes it first to Yerushalayim will be on my carbon Pesach. So he tells his kids, Kadim. The first one who arrives and the majority of his body and his head is in Yerushalayim, Zocha Bechalkai, he's Zocha in his share, his father put him on the Korban Pesach, Umezaka es Echav Imbay, and he pulls his brother with him. Now, the assumption here is, there's going to be a problem here in a minute, but let's give it. This Pesach, this is Erev Pesach afternoon. The father is shechting the carbon Pesach now. He's bringing the carbon Pesach now, and he's putting on the carbon Pesach the son who arrived first. It's a Shaila Breira. All those things are problems, at least at this point. But we'll leave all those problems to the side. We have a bigger problem. How can the kid be mezake his brothers after it shechted it already? A carbon Pesach, whoever is counted has to be counted on before Shechita. And this kid's arriving, and he's putting his brothers on after Shechita. Dr. Gemara, V'yam etzela beis avos deraisa, al bisra koyim mezakamu, he's already on the bus, it's already post-Shechita. Now he puts his brothers on? Teretz says, why did the father say this? Because they have his eyes in the mitzvahs. They don't have to be on the Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to count them. He didn't have to count the first one either. He wanted to put a contest on. You don't want to be on my Korban Pesach? They don't have to be on this Korban Pesach. They're automatically on this Korban Pesach. It's a way of incentivizing them to arrive quickly. There was a story when the father said this. The Kadmu Banos Lebanim. And the girls came before the boys. The Nimtzu Banos Rizas Ubanim Shvalim. The girls came with Jesus, with alacrity, and the kids were Shvelim, were behind them. The boys were behind them. So it was not a halachic thing at all. Halachically, Selim Esavis is not a deraisa. Therefore, when it says he was Zaycha and he's Mezakeh's brothers, it's just a way of stating that they can all eat Korban Pesach. They can all eat Korban Pesach without being counted on a Pesach, because Selim Esavis is not a deraisa. That's why it can be that they can join. If not, how can they eat Korban Pesach? It's already shechta. Yeah. The requirement that Selim Esavis does not have to mean that everybody has to have a share in the Korban Pesach. It's just saying, the Torah is saying, every family should take a Korban Pesach. So we understood that to mean that every member of the family has to be on the Korban Pesach. Maybe not. Maybe it means it should be a familial thing. And then the pasuk continues, and if your family is too small, join another family. But then that's all the Torah is trying to tell me. Dr. Rush.
Rabbi, and these children are so small that they're not going to grow up with a misunderstanding of the halacha.
That's a good question, but I think that we'll have to explain it to them. Somebody will have to explain it to them. I would say they're not so small, but they're coming on their own, right? I would say they're probably older Ketanim that are, because the father's in Yerushalayim. He's shechting his Pesach. His kids haven't come yet. Right? That's what I would assume.
It just seems I understand it's a game. I understand it's something to get, you know, the kids off the couch, so to speak. But it just doesn't, it just seems like such a crucial thing when there was the time of the Pesach, it just seems like a difficult thing to understand why it's being encouraged.
I hear your question. I don't have a good answer. They're all Ketanim. What?
All the boys are Ketanim.
Yeah.
First one also?
Yeah. Doesn't make a difference. Mezakis echav imoy means even the ketanim.
No,
that's all we have to know. We don't have to care about the first one. He's being mezakis younger brothers. First of all, it's a problem how that works. I'm not going to get involved because it's not shot in the end of the day.
The father was mezakis
before. He wasn't. He said you're old. You're only the first one to come.
So the answer. What's the answer?
The answer is they don't need a zikoy.
But they don't need to be
Mundui
at all.
No! Okay. Yes, doctor.
I'd always understood this Mishnah as adult sons, where other than Masorah, I suppose, where we had said Banav, it doesn't say Katanav.
Well, the Gemara doesn't understand the Mishnah like you, what can I supposed to tell you?
So Masorah.
Again, the Gemara understood it that way. I'm not going to argue with the Gemara. The Gemara Mishnah gives other answers and comes out that maybe Sela Beis Avos is a deraisa, different shot in this Mishnah, but it's still young kids there anyway. So,
the Chayav is called Pesach?
The cotton's not Chayav in anything.
That's the Chinuch part only.
Yeah, the Chayav. Cotton's not Chayav in anything. But you're not allowed to feed him something he's not allowed to eat. Your kid can eat chazer, but you can't feed him chazer. Your cotton kid can be mechal Shabbos, but you can't give him to do chol Shabbos.
Is that
over
anything?
What?
Is that over anything?
Again, a cotton's not chayav in mitzvahs. Fact. Not about das.
Achila,
and all of the example that's used
elsewhere, is probably not the best example because the
Achila
automatically causes the heaviness of the heart.
I'm talking halacha now. You want to talk Kabbalah, Gesundheit, Musar, Hashkafa, that's a 5 to 6 thing. It's after 6 o'clock. We don't talk Musar anymore.
I think I'm talking physiology here, not Kabbalah.
Okay. I'm just saying that I understand. Again, I'm not getting about. I'm learning halacha. Cotton is not matzava. The big shaila peskim pay sure of kiveger how you can feed your kid on Yom Kippur. He's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. I mean, we're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and it's a davish iser. Or can you feed your kid out of a sukkah? He's not mechuyev in sukkah, but can you give him the food out of the sukkah? Because you're not allowed to feed him iser and to eat out of a sukkah. I'm talking about bread. I'm not getting involved in what. I'm not getting involved in a sukkah now. It's a big tumult. There's a Kveger, there's a Peshua in sukkah and cafe. Anyway, back to Rosh. I'm sorry, I'll take it back. How can you feed him a halacha that God will show mechuy ben atayra? Shiuch halachim lemnoisim loy daita that somebody can put him on without his agreement. A bishr koy bezakavoy and found him in the meishchan today in Achi Yishchat. Can only go on and off till it checks that the sivim yimat habayis mi yoyis mi se. We dash it from the word mi yoyis mi se. Mi havayis shoseh. You can only join while it's still, or remove yourself while the seh is alive. Yechaylu l'smayit l'srabis olav. B'loy achash and itchad, not after it shechted. Bonoy zvizoyz abonim shvelim. L'ktoni bonoy zoychoyz abonim einam zoychem. It doesn't say only the girls can eat. It just says they acted with alacrity. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
No. So is the raya from the... I thought we're putting all of our emphasis on Mezakis Echav.
Yes.
And it seems, is that the one, or is it because I can
Mezakis Lahu, and who's Mezakis to who? Mezakis Lahu. You can learn either way, but I think it's going under the fact that he's Echav's fun of people. I bet maybe he means the oldest one also.
Yes.
Could be, I don't know. Could be either one. Nothing my advice. Now, the way the Gemara operates many times, it brings in a Shaila, so it could use our Mishnah as a proof. And then, that's why the Shaila is here. And then it gets out of the proof, and meanwhile you worm shot the Mishnah. Because when you read the Mishnah, you would read it one way, and it would be approved to your Shaila. And then by answering that, it retranslates the Mishnah and tells you the Pshat the Mishnah. So instead of the Gemara getting involved, what does the Mishnah mean? The Gemara uses a Shaila as the backdrop to bring a Raya from the Mishnah and then get out of it. That's how the Gemara operates many, 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 many places throughout Shas. And this is one of them. We just had it before. By Kahani Shluchat, the Danish Shluchat Rachmana. We brought in the Shaila, so we can bring the Mishnah, and then we get out of it, and we learn Pshat the Mishnah. The Kinei Zavim is different. Zuck the Gemara here. Ibai Elohu. Hatayra Mishavai Al-Khazei Rai. Tzarek Daitai Elai. Okay? Dr. Harris has grain. And Feitel takes from his own grain and gives Truma for Dr. Harris's grain. So Dr. Harris has 1,000 bushels of grain, and he's Mechuyev and Truma. Let's say he's a Beinoni and he gives 1 out of 50. The reason I don't say he's a Tzaddik and gives 1 out of 60 because it's too hard to math. Well, he gives 1 out of 50, so therefore 40 bushels would have to go to Truma. So Feitel goes, or Feitel goes, and he separates from his own 40 bushels. He says, this is Truma on Dr. Harris's grain. That's what he says. Can he do that without Dr. Harris's agreement or not? Why yes, why not? Kivan, mi amina kivan deschosu loy lecharek das. He's saving Dr. Harris 40 bushels. He's saving him 40 bushels. Dr. Harris be a happy man. I just made 40 bushels.
I was not supposed to get enough, right?
No, it's enough. Regular two people to get along. You sit next to each other. Of course you get along. So there's no problem here. The question is, do we say, why should Dr. Harris disagree? It's beneficial for him. So Feitel can go, separate the truma, and it works. And Dr. Harris is putter. Maybe Dr. Harris doesn't want anybody to give his truma for him. Maybe Dr. Harris would rather do his own mitzvahs. Don't do mitzvahs for me. I have a mitzvah to give truma. Don't do me a favor. I'm not happy with you doing me taking truma. And therefore it doesn't work. That's the question. Is it a schus or is it not a schus? What does the average person react to this kind of a scenario? Is he happy that somebody's giving truma for him? He saves 40 bushels. It's money. Or, do me a favor, I have mitzvahs, I like to do it myself. There's no answer here. Again, it has nothing to do with mitzvah lehedes or not. The question is the derive to do my own. Let's read the Rush before we all become scholars. Even the schusu loy zok the Rush, shupaita kiryah betuasai. He's pottering the pile, kiryah means his pile, betuasai with his grain. Loy tzarek das. That's right. That's right in the next Gemara. Or do we say that he, well, maybe not. Loy tzarek das. Yeah, like Chav Das, it's here. The Anan Sadi, we are witnesses, meaning we assume strongly, the Nichale, that Dr. Harris would be happy, Babi Kilas Shliach. So it's like, because we assume he'd be happy, he appoints anybody as a Shliach. So it's like he's a Shliach. Idoma, Mitzvah Dileihu, the Nichale Mevda, the Yaiser who chavits Bechasarim in my night. He would rather lose those 40 bushels. Don't do my mitzvah. Now, I just want to speak out. This would not have to do, again, I don't know why I'm doing this. I should probably stay away from it, but I'll say it anyway. If somebody buys you an esrog, he's not doing your mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to shake the esrog, to be nice to the esrog. That you're doing yourself. He's providing you with the means to do the mitzvah. I don't know if you would say over there, I'd rather do my own mitzvah. You are doing your own mitzvah. But here the mitzvah is hafrashas truma. That is the mitzvah. Let's say it would be a mitzvah to buy an esrog. That's how they take the lulav on the first day. Again, we'll try one more time. How do you learn the pasuk? I mean, shake your lulav. Not even shake, hold your lulav together with the rest of your okay. So I wonder. That's why.
Rabbi.
One second.
Rabbi,
Rabbi,
can I ask you?
Just one second. One second. So again, if you buy somebody a tefillin, you're not doing his mitzvah. His mitzvah is to wear tefillin. Maybe he's happy that people buy tefillin for him. It's not taking away his mitzvah. Now, I'm not saying it is not a mitzvah to purchase things, but it's not the chiyav at Tayrab tefillin. By truma, this is the chiyav. Giving the kayin is a second mitzvah. You separate truma, you've taken away the tevel, and you've done the mitzvah of Rosh's truma. You've done the mitzvah. That is the act of mitzvah. That is the wearing of tefillin. That is the shaking of the lulav. So the question is, do you want somebody else to do your shaking of the lulav had it been possible? Or do you want to shake your own lulav even though it's expensive? That's the question. There's no lulav here. It's truma. It's 40 bushels of grain. Would you rather save the money or would you rather do the mitzvah? That's the question. Hold 1 second, Harvey. Dr. Schwab had his hand up. Yes.
It's okay if he goes
ahead. Anyway, just...
Okay. Rabbi Yorchan and Ben Zot does not bother me. This one bothers me because this has Litzna Hebrew written all over it. You make a bracha when you separate truma.
So therefore,
if each one doesn't know the other one, we have many...
No. He's going to let Dr. Harris know that...
That we also have Mishnayos would say that if a chaver dies, unless we want to make someone on the earth, if a chaver dies and there is grain,
do we lose him? Sounds like we lost him.
All right, I'm going to try to dial in again.
Michael did it.
Doesn't work.
Now, we go over to Dr. Harris, and this is what Michael did. He had a free moment. He separated it. Are you happy or not?
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. What happens is that Taito separated it. The question now is, do we assume Dr. Harris is in China? Do we assume that Taito's grain is Tuma? And nobody can eat it now. It belongs. He's going to have to give it to a kayan. And Dr. Harris's grain is no longer tevo. His wife can now make a beautiful cake out of the grain because the truma has been taken. Or do we assume Dr. Harris would not want Feitel to do it, and therefore he's not a shliach, and therefore he cannot do it, and therefore it's worthless what he did. He can eat the grain, and Dr. Harris' wife can't make a cake. Now, Dr. Schwab has a problem because what right did Taito have to do it and assume that Dr. Schwab didn't do it? Maybe Dr. Harris didn't do it. Maybe he did. I'm saying he knew. He knew that he hasn't been done yet. Kasha, now we'll have to think of a case. We'll call that a Kasha and a Maisa. The Gemara is talking with the Maisa. Harvey, you have a question?
Yeah. I was wondering why the source of the Truma doesn't have to be the guy's own crop. Why someone could separate, take truma from his own crop, doesn't by definition the truma have to come through his own produce, stuff he owns himself, and if not, why not?
Honestly, I don't know the source of that. Honestly, don't know. At least not yet. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. Yeah, for sure. There's no chiyuv gavra to separate truma. The chiyuv and the chetzel.
The chetzel
is not the chetzel. Again, Harvey's question is a good question. I'm not disagreeing. I said I don't know. Now, there's a Rashi in Gittin that says you don't even have to separate truma. If you don't want to eat the grain, don't separate truma. You don't have to separate truma.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. Please enter your access code followed by...
Lost them again.
Okay, so let's see. This is what we're going to get involved. Yes?
Would it be possible that the answer is related to buying property, that it's all connected to the same earth, and so there is a connection between...
I'm not going to say something that I don't know, so I'm going to still stick to my I don't know. I'd rather say I don't know than to speculate.
I think that I've taught for years that the most important thing a doctor can ever say is I don't know.
I think the same is true for anybody that teaches Torah. I don't know. I don't have to know the answer to everything. I mean, I should, but the fact is, I don't.
I don't know. Rashi was very willing to say I don't know.
Right. So anyway, the problem is Rashi said that a number of times. I say it like 1,000 more times.
Well,
okay, I'm not getting about
the
that.
Difference in degree, not in Matthias.
Yeah. I do. Okay, so now, somebody asked me a question that the answer to that is, Rabbi Schultz, truma needs shlichus. Your shliach has to separate truma. You cannot separate truma without being an agent of the person. We learned it out from a pasuk. Gam atem, you need a shlichus. The question here, are you an automatic shliach because the guy would have agreed to you doing it?
That's a lot of you can't master your own truma.
Again, you're better than a shliach. But if somebody else does it for you, you have to appoint them as a shliach. Whereas other things don't require shlichus, this requires shlichus. I can't separate anybody's truma unless he appoints me as a shliach. The Gemara's question is Dr. Harris happy with this, so I'm an automatic shliach, or am I not an automatic shliach? Sachem v'adam shleib v'fanav, shchiyah mitam shlichus, give it different names. So me amina given the schusul loyloy tzarek das, because it's an automatic das, it's an automatic appointment. It's a unique shaila by a fresh struma. That's the act of the mitzvah that the guy wanted to do himself, and I love the rush and a rush, not that the rush needs my maskama. He'd rather lose the money than somebody else should do the mitzvah for him. I don't want that money. I want to do the mitzvah. Therefore, the rush finishes. Because to separate truma, you have to be a shliach. Are you a shliach? Are you not a shliach? That's the shaila of the Gemara. Nothing to do with hanah, nothing. Everybody can have hanah from each other. They get along fabulously. The question is, are you an automatic shliach or not?
This question is probably asked 1,000 places, right?
Well, if you show me the other 999, I'd be very happy.
It's because it's mechusar. I'm trying to explain. Is this more reason to say it? I am.
Give me another case that you could have the same shaila. Give me another case. If it's so simple to you that this is a shaila in 1,000 places, you probably can think of one. Give me one other.
But
you don't have to be a shliach.
Yeah, but so what? You don't have to be a shliach.
So I don't have to be a shliach. I don't need his das.
Well,
But I don't want, I want to do it myself.
So you want to.
He's very good in the finals.
No, he's not. I mean, no, say he's a great guy, but it, no, he's not on this question.
It's not from Tzchia. Not from Tzchia.
No, you don't need Tzchia. I don't have to be a shliach. If I had to be a shliach, it would be a major problem. Because if he can't have pleasure from me, I can't do his shlichus. Which is why the Mishnah is going to come in. I can give Machzis HaShekel for you, whether you want it, whether you don't want it, I gave it. Now, you might be upset at me, but I didn't need your das.
I can't understand that.
There's a lot of things we can't understand.
No, no, I can't understand that. You took away my mitzvah.
Yeah, I did.
No, but that doesn't make it.
What? What did he say?
Right.
Tenzu. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Not by the truma. By the truma wouldn't work if it wasn't a shliach. You mean by shekel or a shekel? It's more than a machzis shekel. I agree. According to some Rishonim, you can give him aliyah and shul. Because the only reason that you paid 10 zuhuvim was for making the bracha away from them. So the Rosh and Chulin brings down many Rishonim, Taisus and Baba Kama, that say that just give him another bracha. You took away bracha, give him another bracha. Get him an aliyah and shul. He gets two brachas. Other Rishonim disagree. But that's a machlokes Rishonim. So it might not be expensive. Just go to the Gabbai and say, do me a favor, give this guy an aliyah. What? Not today, because this is not real Machzis HaShekel. I assume, why not? It was a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, we don't make a bracha. It's a minute to remember Machzis HaShekel. We don't make a bracha on that. What? Sure. Sure. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Like you make a shita. Again, this is the Rashi and Gittin, a very good Rashi. You would think that truma is an obligation for me to be mafresh. Rashi says that Rashi's truma is like shita. I don't have a mitzvah to shecht. If I want to eat meat, there's only one way to do it. That's the shecht, so I can eat the meat. So then it becomes a mitzvah on me. If I want to eat the grain, I have to separate truma. If I'm willing to rent the grain, I not use it, don't ask me why I would do that. But let's say I would. I don't have to separate truma. It's not a chiyuv on me. It's a chiyuv on me if I want to eat the grain. Like shechita. It's a chiyuv on me if I want to eat meat. Now there, somebody else can shecht an animal. That doesn't have to be my shliach. Here, my freshest truma, the guy who's mafresh truma from my grain, can only do it with shlichus. So the question the Gemara is the guy an automatic shliach? That's the Gemara's question, that's all.
I'm not sure where we're holding right now.
We're not holding anywhere.
Does the shliach have to be designated by and knowingly by the...
I'll tell you what, if we can move ahead, maybe by tomorrow, at the end of the day, you'll have the answer to your question. That's the Gemara, right?
Now I'm saying that similar to Sefer Torah. Yes.
Again, let's try it one more time. At the end of the day, I can't say today because it's slow go, not that I mind. It's slow go, which I don't mind. But for some reason, because we went through that rush, since that rush, everything is in slow go. But it's fine. I'm here to teach, not to cover ground, right? So it's great. I love it. But let's move on. Tashema. The Mishnah says, Tarim is Trumaisav is Mesraisav Ludaitai. Ruvain banned Shimon to have an awe from him. Ruvain can separate Shimon's truma and his maestress Lidaitai, with Shimon's agreement. Well, I don't know. But my askina, what's happening? Who is separating from what? Ilema mibalakri ashabalakri. If I say that Reuven asked Shimon and Hana from him, then Reuven wants to take Shimon's grain and separate truma on Shimon's grain. Meaning Reuven wants to take Shimon's grain. He wants to take 40 bushels of Shimon's bushels and make it truma on the other 960 bushels that are remaining. And Ledaitai the man, whose das is here? What do you mean Ledaitai? Elema Ledaitai delay. Does it mean that Reuven decided on his own that he will do this? Mam Chav Yishliach. How could Reuben do this? You can't separate Truma if you're not a Shliach. Shimon never asked you to do this. Even if you were not Sabana, you can't go to Shimon's grain and separate Truma from Shimon's grain on Shimon's grain. Excuse me, you're not a Shliach. Only a Shliach can separate Truma. Eludai to the Balkri. Teres is, you're doing it on, I'm sorry, Eludai to Balkri. Must be Shimon asked you to do it. That must be. And the Mishnah is saying you can separate it on Shimon's grain if he asked you to do it. Problem is, the Kavach Lechusei. You're doing his Shlichus. Doing somebody's Shlichus is giving him pleasure, carrying out his bidding. He asked you to separate Truma. You did it. You gave him pleasure. Now, the mitzvah of separating Truma doesn't bother us. What bothers us is you're doing his bidding. Doing his bidding is giving him pleasure. How can you do his bidding? No. To do somebody's bidding is not...
The mitzvah is separate Truma.
Again, but there's two hanas here. That you separated the Truma and that you listened to him. The pleasure of listening to him is a pleasure that Shimon receives. Reuven listened to me. He did my bidding. Ella must be, Mishalai al-Shabalakri. So the case of the Mishnah must be that Reuven's giving his own grain for Shimon's grain. Because if it's Shimon's grain for Shimon's grain, he has to be a Shliach. And if he's a Shliach, he can't do it. So the only case of the Mishnah can be that Reuven's separating from his own grain on Shimon's grain. Now the Daita Deman. Who asked Reuven to do this? Who's Das? Ilema the Daita de Balakri. Hakamahanile. Did Shimon say, do me a favor, Reuven, can you give your grain for me? Again, he's doing his bidding.
Yeah.
And, well, that could be mitzvah, I'm not getting involved. Elulav will die to the Navshe. Reuven's doing it on his own. Umshaloi, Tairam al-Shachaveirai. And he's doing it on his own, meaning Reuven decided on his own. Shimon can't have pleasure from him, but I'm going to give 40 bushels of grain on Shimon's grain, for my own grain. Not, well, give the Gemara a chance. Me, I'm a Tzarech Das. If you're going to tell me that I'm not an automatic Shliach, I need his agreement because he wants to do his own mitzvahs. Come on, anyway. Elolav ain't Tzarech Das. Teretz is, I'm an automatic Shliach and I'm not doing his bidding. He never asked me. I'm not doing his bidding. He's happy I did it. And he's willing to make me a Shliach, but he didn't make me a Shliach. I didn't do his bidding. I did it on my own. He didn't ask me to separate Truma from my own grain. He didn't even know about it. But I did it on my own, and it's good for him, so it works. But that's not the Hanor that I... Yeah, let's go through all the things here. The Hanor that I separated the Truma and saved him 40 bushels, that's like Shrekaloy or Shiklai. I did a mitzvah. I did a mitzvah about Parashas Truma.
That's why it's not a benefit.
What? That's why the 40 bushels are not a benefit. But the answer is, there's a benefit of listening to him. I didn't listen to him. He never asked me to do it. Now, it works because it's an automatic agreement, but he never asked me. I'm not doing his bidding. So that's why it's mutter. It's a raya that you don't need the owner's das. That we assume the owner is very happy that his truma was separated. Because if not, our Mishnah makes no sense. What does the Mishnah mean? You can separate truma for the other guy. You go to his grain, you need him to appoint you. And if he appoints you, you can't do it. You go with your own grain, if he appointed you, you can't do it. The answer is, he didn't appoint you, and it works.
What does it mean with that?
Your own das, you decide to do it.
Reuven's das.
Is a raya, the title of Shalai HaShakaveirai, you don't need him to appoint you. It's automatic. Now, even though it's like Shlichus, but he never asked you. You didn't do his bidding. Ever to Gemara. La'ayulam shal balakri and balakri. Really, it's talking about that you're using Shimon's grain on Shimon's grain. And the problem was, you can't do this without Shlichus. Halakum b'maya skinan. I'm sorry. Kid the Amar Rava ba'aymer kolaraitz yitraim yaveh v'yitraim. Achinami ba'aymer kolaraitz yitraim yaveh v'yitraim. The guy Shimon said, anybody who wants to do it can do it. For Truma, that's a valid shlichus. but you didn't do his bidding because he never asked you. He left it open for anybody. That's, it's enough das for Truma, but it's not enough das that you're carrying out his bidding because there was no bidding. It was whoever wants to do it should do it. He didn't ask you. He didn't tell you I'd love you to do it. Anybody can do it. For Truma, that's enough. Hana, you didn't do his bidding. That's why it's mutter. So the Mishnah is talking about the maskana. That's how we explained the Mishnah. We made the one shot that said another shot. Talking about you're going to use Reuven bad Shimon to have pleasure, and he's going to Shimon's grain and separating from Shimon's grain on Shimon's grain. And that does not work without shlichus. But there's a form of shlichus by Truma that's not a shlichus for Hana. And that is when he didn't ask you, he said, anybody who wants to. That means he allowed everybody to do it. And it works for Truma, but you didn't give him any pleasure because he never asked you to do his bidding. You're doing the work of Truma, that's a mitzvah. That doesn't bother anybody. It's the doing his bidding. You didn't do his bidding. Dr. Rush.
Is there anything that's talking about the Omer call Rosh Litrum Yavo Yitrum? I mean, that's the Kiddush is that that's the case, but there's no Kiddush that it works, right?
Dr. Rush. After I do the rest. Man Shav Yishliach, Amin and Ma'atam L'daitchem, Avshulchachem L'daitchem. We learn now from a Pasik Gam Atam, Kain Turim U'Gam Atam, Gemara and Kedushin, says that we learn now that the shliach has to be appointed by you. He has to be your shliach. Can't do it on his own. El alav ein tzarech das. The avagav deschus uloi v'avikilu shav yishliach. Aye, it works only because the guy's happy you're doing it like a shliach. Come on, kivin shalavoy daitah yoyachalav tzus l'mikri anah. There's no anah because you're not carrying out his bidding. Chal arayt zaritum avavitut, the das ikah shlichus l'akah. It's enough das for truma, but it's not shlichus for carrying out his bidding. He didn't appoint you. You left it wide open. Yes?
The person's house is on fire, so he says anybody that helps out or whatever the lesson is, he won't lose out on anything. Is that the same thing as over here?
I'm trying to figure out, but what? Yes, it is. But what?
The person who...
Yes, it is.
It's the same as this?
I don't know what you mean by that.
In other words, the guy...
You don't need shlichus there.
Right, but the guy's going to get paid for it.
Yes, so that's the shaylah and masechta Shabbos. It works so he can keep the stuff.
Would it apply over here?
I'm trying to figure out. No, you're not paying him. He's not paying anybody.
He's
here.
Not paying.
He didn't say anybody takes Truma, I'll pay him.
The guy who's ushered to have enough, from him, can he help out in the fire?
Why not? Oh, meaning because he's doing his bidding? He's not doing his bidding. He's getting paid? Yeah, I can get paid. He can't have enough from me. I can have enough from him.
That was my question.
Okay. Dr. Gemara Weinter. So we finished our shayla. We haven't proven our shayla. At the end of the day, we don't know the answer to our shayla. The Mishnah is not talking about that case. So we have no proof. You go and take Truma for somebody else. Reuven separates Truma on Shimon's grain from his own grain. Reuven does it. Either automatic shlichus or Shimon asked. No Isra Hana. Regular case. Shimon might have asked him to separate Truma from me. The bottom line is Reuven used his own grain to separate on Shimon's grain. And it worked. Either it works automatically or it works. He asked him to do it. I don't care if it's not Hana here. We're not interested in that. Who decides which Kayan gets it? Who has the right to pick the Kayan? Usually, Reuven separates on his own grain from his own grain. Reuven can pick the Kayan. Shimon separates from his own grain on his own grain. Shimon can pick the Kayan. Here, Reuven separated for Shimon. And it worked. He asked him to do it. He did it. There was no Isra Hana. Wonderful. Who decides which Kayan gets it?
Is that going about on Shimon's field or Reuven's field?
Shimon says, anybody wants to take my truma can come take my truma.
Well, it doesn't mean whoever wants to do, would he be upset if Reuven did it from his own?
I have no idea. It's not what the Gemara said. That's not the Gemara's case. The Gemara says, "Me'olam shabala kri, al shabala kri." You're using Shimon's grain on Shimon's grain. That's what the Gemara said. And he said, "Till the right to the term yavav yitrim." I would think he could use his own grain too. It wouldn't be a riot to anything because he asked anybody to do it, so he obviously wants to.
Okay.
Is
there like a time limit when he has to give it to the Kohen, or how does the process work? You separate it and then it stays, and then you give it to
You can do whatever you want. But you better get rid of it by the end of the third year. Because you say, Biarti, I got it from Abayas, Begam, the Safi Lalevi, Rashi says, Begam, the Rabbis Truba Bakura. Rashi and Chumash. Rashi didn't make it up, by the way, it's Chazal. Till then, no rush to give it to the Kayan. You get a mitzvah for giving it to the Kayan. That Behuda. Sat in the Gemara in Gittin that says there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of freshest truma, freshest red, Avchav in Gittin. There's a mitzvah of freshest truma, there's a mitzvah of nesinas truma. See, the bottom line is, you separate truma, the grain is mutter. It's no longer tevel. Who owns the truma? The kehanim own the truma. The corporation called Kahuna now owns this truma. No Yisrael has any right to that truma, except to pick which individual Kayim will end up with. That is the limitation of the former owner's right in the truma. It is now owned by Kahuna. That is why the Gemara calls it a mamash ein lo taivim. If a guy goes and damages this truma, the Gemara says he doesn't have to pay. Why? Kayan 1 is going to come and say, you owe me. He'll say, it's not yours, I would have given it to a different Kayan. Kayan 2 comes, I would have given it to a different Kayan. There's enough Kahanim around that you never have to pay. Now, upstairs you might be Chayav, but down here there's nobody can make you pay. It doesn't belong to any individual Kayan. It belongs to the corporation called Kahuna. Now, the question is, who has that decision? This truma was on Shimon's grain. The one who gave is Reuven. He gave from his own grain. Who has the right? Now, Dr. Harris decided that it's Reuven's right.
As long as Shimon gave him the...
Gave him permission. Okay. So Dr. Harris picked sides. We'll see what the Gemara does at the end of the day.
He does that.
There's nothing wrong. He guesses. Sometimes he guesses right and sometimes he guesses wrong.
He's retaining from the original ownership. That right is retained. Is that what you're saying?
Beautiful. Okay. The Achrayim explained the Shaila that way. Is Tevis Hanah, not every Achrayim, a lot of Achrayim explain, is Tevis Hanah a remnant of your original ownership? Or is Tevis Hanah a different halacha? If it's a remnant of your original ownership, then it belongs to Reuven. If that is, Reuven no longer has any rights in it. It now belongs to Kahuna, but the Tevis designated that somebody has rights, but it's not a remnant of the original ownership. One of the Achrayim explained it, other Achrayim don't like it. I think, I don't want to guess which Achrayim says it. Yeah, but this is a yeshiva, one of the yeshivas Achrayim learns that shot in the Shaila. Is Tevis Hanah a remnant of the original ownership, or is it a new bialis, a new right? Yes?
It's Tevis Hanah difficult because, if I recall correctly, it has a monetary value.
To my likeness, whether it's considered mammon or not.
But on the other hand, if a kohen comes and muscles his way in and takes it, I don't believe he can take it away from him because he's a representative of the Kohen.
Yeah, it could be. It doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, no kohen ever get a muscle into my house because it's had 8 locks. Now the question is, who gets to pick the kohen? That's all. It's a very simple question.
There was a kohen in St. Louis who's an ex-NFL football player. And it's pretty much everything.
Yeah, but he's not allowed to.
Yeah, right. If he steals it, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference.
He can't take it away from it.
Fine, so wonderful.
That's
nothing to do with the Shaila. A regular guy kinds of not stealing it. He gets the pick. Question, who gets the pick?
Nonsense.
One guy has a son-in-law that's a Kayan, and the other guy has a brother-in-law that's a Kayan. Reuven wants to give it to his son-in-law. It saves him that he doesn't have to pay his mortgage that week, that month, right? So I want to give it to my son-in-law. And Shimon wants to give it to his brother-in-law.
Yeah,
They each have a kain in the family. They'd like to give it to. There's nothing wrong with that. Who gets the right?
I was talking about the question as far as remnants and ownership. And ownership, to own something, it has to have some value.
Again, it's a machlokes in a moment. This is not the sugya here. Merchant said we will get there later in the Dharam, and then we'll be able to talk about that football player who can muscle in and get your chuma. Well, we haven't begun yet. As I said, it's slow go. We continue.